So again, we'd like to welcome everybody that's here this evening. It's a beautiful evening out there, and there's lots of places everybody would probably like to be, but the gospel's very important. We're going to talk tonight about making your life better. So lots of people want to tell you that they can offer you all kinds of things, but we have something to offer tonight, and it's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with a religion. It'll make your life better here, and it will make your life better for all eternity. And we all have to face, that was what we were talking about, or singing about a few minutes ago. Someday we're all going to face death. Nobody gets out of here. Anyway, we're going to speak to the Lord in prayer before we open our Bible. Father in heaven, we just thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus, and for the great sacrifice that he came into this world. And that was the purpose he came for, was to pay for my sins and for the sins of every human being. And we just thank thee tonight that he is alive, he is in heaven, and he is preparing a place for us. And we just pray for your help now in the meeting here and wherever else the gospel's going forth. In Jesus' name, amen. So, tonight, last Sunday night, Michael spoke. He was explaining this church. And I don't know if everybody was here last Sunday night, but I've been thinking a lot about this line, death. And, you know, a friend of mine died this week. And he decided that he was ready for this. I just hope he was. But you know, every one of us, when we're born here. And you know, we've all had close calls and thought, this was me. But tonight, you can be here. And you know, the Bible gives us great assurance, and we're going to read that tonight. It's nothing to do with ourselves. It is the one that we're putting our faith in. So let's open our Bible. We use the King James Version Bible here for anybody that might be new. And it might be a little hard to understand for some people. But we encourage everyone to have a Bible and to read your Bible, because God will show you things that we can't even tell you. So anyway, let's open our Bible in Luke chapter 19. I just had a few scattered verses. I want to read Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. And I was just thinking, when we're born on that downward road, that the road is sloped down. So it's easier to go downhill than it is to go uphill. But the Lord Jesus came to this world, and this was the purpose, what we're going to read here. The Son of Man, that is the Lord Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Every one of us is born lost. We're sinners and we sin. And God can't allow sin into heaven. So the Lord Jesus came into this world, was born into this world as a man, the same as you and me. And he died. When he came into this world, he knew that he was coming to go to that cross. We all hear about the cross. And the Lord Jesus was nailed to that tree. And he suffered in 3 lonely hours the wrath of God. His soul endured hell for us. And that's really what we're here to talk about tonight. So let's turn over now to Hebrews chapter 10. Again, we encourage everybody, read your Bible. Read it every day if you can. And God will open your eyes. So I just want to catch... let's read verse 31. And verse 31 says, this is the writer to the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul. He says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But you know, every one of us is going to come before God. We're either going to come before God at the judgment of the great white throne, and we'll be judged for our sins, or if we trust in the Lord Jesus, our soul goes to heaven and our sins are paid for. And the Bible tells us that our sins have been blotted out. They're never going to be seen again because of the blood of the Lord Jesus. He paid for them sins. And so that was, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10 again. And verse 23, and this is again, he's speaking to people who are saved. And he said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, so we don't even have to question. And what I love is what's in parentheses here. I don't know if it is in all Bibles, but I think it is. For he is faithful that promised. So we all wonder, did I believe right? Or did I? It's nothing to do with me. When I start to get them thoughts, Satan puts them thoughts in their heads. And I just think, it is finished. When he hung on that cross, and he endured what no man could ever explain, and at the end of it, he cried with a loud voice, it is finished. And then he gave up the ghost, and he died. Let's have another look now. The last book of our Bible, Revelations. Now, a lot of people don't like Revelations, but I find Revelations is... parts of it are really dark and hard to understand, but there's great encouragement at the end of the book of Revelations for the Christian. So let's look at chapter 1, and we'll read verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's the Apostle John. And he was undergoing great torture. He had been in prison, and he was put out on this island all by himself in the heat, probably had very little water and food. And he was showing great revelations or great visions. And he wrote, that was when he wrote the book of the Revelations. And it encourages my heart to read that it's the Lord Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he loves us. And we always hear God is love, and God is love. God loves us, but God cannot have sin. And heaven cannot have sin. So if we all want to go to heaven when we die. Hell is a terrible place, and I hear people say awful things about hell, as if it's a joke, but it's no joke. And it's forever. And the Lord Jesus made a way that we don't have to endure that judgment. So let's have another look at Revelations in chapter 20. I've read a lot of times, I've read the last two or three chapters of Revelations the last couple of weeks, and it's really encouraging for the Christian. Let's read verse 15. This is the solemn part, because this is the ones that aren't. And it says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, and again, it's nothing that we do. It's all about faith. And I know sometimes people think that the Bible's all fairy tales and it's stories and it's religion. It's nothing to do with that. The Bible is God's word to mankind. We believe that it was inspired, and it was. Some people tried to dispute that. And it was written from God to man. And so what this is saying is, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus and you realize that he died because I was a sinner and I couldn't do anything to help myself, but he died, he took my place, he paid for my sins, and he said on that cross, "It is finished." And when you put your faith in him, your name is written in the book of life. And it talks about that in different places in the Bible. I didn't take the time. I should have probably looked them up tonight. But when you get saved, your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And if your name is not in that book, when you cross that pillar of death, if you, this is just a picture, but every one of us is traveling, and when you buy this pillar of death, or when death overtakes us, when we breathe our last breath, you can't be saved then. That has to be decided. John 10:9 tells us, "I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in." And that is salvation. When you enter through that door, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, and you're going to have doubts. We all have doubts. We all do things that we wish we wouldn't have done. But it doesn't take away our salvation, because God has promised that if we put our faith in what he has done, our name is written in that Lamb's book of life. And if you're not written in that Lamb's book of life, it's hell for all eternity and the lake of fire. So I'm going to let Ian come up now, and I just hope everyone realizes that we're not selling religion here. We're not looking for members in a church, but we certainly have something that will change your life.